Party all the time.
That's not what I was going to say.
I don't know if some of the listeners know, got a new cat named Bluey. We probably talked about that in an episode that didn't get aired. But her and I watched the meme episode of South Park where they're doing Taylor Swifting and what was the other one?
Faith Hilling.
Yes. But, you know, I don't know if y'all saw that.
Is that Faith Hilling?
That's Faith Hilling when you pull your shirt up like boobs. Yeah. I don't get
like
it. That part of the episode I don't get, but I get where it's just like, oh yeah, kids do it. Because they're like, oh, first there was planking, then there was this. Mm-hmm. Now there's Faith Hilling. Yeah. It's like, and all these kids are dying while they're trying to, because quite a few people died from planking.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. They were planking on third story balconies at
oh my God.
Their friend's apartment.
Jesus.
And then they fall off.
Yeah, someone was trying to do it they climbed a fucking McDonald's sign or something like that. Maybe not a McDonald's. I don't want to besmirch McDonald's. It's not like McDonald's was encouraging them, but
yeah.
But one of those signs you see from the highway.
Like a drive-through sign. You know?
McDonald's is anti-plank.
Taller than a drive-through sign.
Yeah.
Actual sign.
Their logo sign type deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was 50 feet up maybe, but yeah, someone was planking from that.
Well, actually, I don't know feet, so you might be right.
It was that
50
one.
Feet might be you have to think, basketball hoop's 10 feet.
Yeah, that's kind of why I paused for a second. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, 50 can kill you.
I mean, 10 could kill you depending on how you fall.
I don't know. Yeah. There's a story of this guy who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and he survived.
Was that the one that was saved by the seal?
No.
There's a story about, we might have to look that up later. But.
Well, I don't think he was doing a dive. I think he was doing the pencil.
He was trying to kill himself.
You also you can break the water, throw a rock in front of you.
You think he shit himself and broke the water?
That's not what he did. He was trying to kill himself.
I know.
But he tried to kill himself.
But they did a documentary on he's not the only one that survived.
Well, yeah, but it's a very small. No, it is not quite a few. It's a very small.
I mean, quite a few,
that survived.
8, 10, I don't know. Let's look at the numbers.
How many people have survived jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge?
Real quick, just as her and I were watching this episode of South Park, because part of it is the cats are taking over. Mm-hmm. You remember when people were putting bread around their cat's face?
Yeah.
So in South Park, it was the cats are doing this, and mm-hmm. Cartman sees his cat. He's like, "Kitty, don't post yourself on the internet." But he was just yelling, "Bad kitty." I was "I am Cartman." And Kitty, yeah. "Kitty, no." "Kitty, stop climbing up my leg right now."
So
I'm pulling my sweatpants down, Kitty.
The number's higher than we thought. It's 35.
You
said.
I said quite a few.
And then you were like, yeah, that means 8 to 10.
Well, because you made me doubt myself and you're like, quite a few? There's 2. It was I know one was by a seal.
Two.
I know one was by a seal, got saved by a seal or something like that.
Because they're the dogs of the ocean.
Yes, and some of them are bad. But, I'd say 35 is quite a few. But they did a whole documentary on them.
I know.
And all of them were like, yeah, about halfway down. I was like, I shouldn't have done this.
That's everyone says.
Maybe I should have smoked meth first and then.
Most of the people that have attempted suicide, they're like, yeah, when I actually started to feel myself dying, I regretted it.
So here's a real question. And I'm not trying to be funny. But do you think someone who's going to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge,
mm-hmm.
you think they're like, hey, dude, smoke some crack or meth?
No.
No, you know what I'm saying? That could be a rock bottom instead of an actual, rock bottom, depending how far on the bridge you are.
Plus, it might make it painless.
I mean, I hear I hear bad things about these drugs, but, people don't like to put them out.
But, I mean,
fucking awesome, man. I've never tried them, but I got to imagine if it makes people leave their families.
The high's obviously good.
The high's got to be pretty decent. no one left their family for pot.
Oh, nah. My God.
Never in history.
So it wasn't I was 35, I had 3 kids, I didn't know what to do, I smoked a blunt and I left. It's
I went for lottery tickets and cigarettes and I never retired.
I'll give booze this credit. Booze has made people leave their families.
Yeah.
Booze has done a lot.
Booze has been doing you know, pretty good for a couple hundred years. It saved the world. Beer. There was a documentary on that. Yeah, there was like a famine.
It's also killed a bunch of people.
But it saved the world. Like, if Superman killed a bunch.
Now look where we are.
If Superman was one of the planes.
David.
You'd be like, Superman. He's like, I saved a lot more people than that. They're like, I know, but this doesn't look good. Like, beer saved the world.
I did have a grandfather. He was pro booze, anti-family. So, boom. That was the easy decision.
That's gonna be the
Now it's comical to me, but it's,
that's gonna be the name of my new special when I start doing comedy.
Pro booze, anti family.
Yeah, that's not a bad title. That might be the title of the episode. We got that one quick.
Can we? Something you just said, I immediately forgot why this made me think of it, but a girl we work with, I will not name names, obviously. It's not bad, but still, it feels weird to name drop.
I'll name drop her, don't worry.
But
Victoria! No, I'm kidding.
No, she wasn't even there. I was there today. Well, we were there today. Mm-hmm. And
you and the mouse in your pocket, okay.
What's this wee shit?
Fuck off!
I called in.
No, but she was talking to me about the like comedy thing they do on Sundays.
Oh, yeah. Sandy's been named on the cast. Oh, sorry.
That's dollar, dude.
What did she say?
Sadie
Wells. Well, no, it was nothing bad. I don't know. I just felt weird to name drop, like I said. Sadie, I guess.
She didn't care. Yeah.
You want her full? No.
Full name and address. Here's and the phone number.
That's Sadie Montgomery West. Sorry.
You still gave her the last name.
Continue. No, it's West. I got Sadie West. That's my girl. That's my daughter, dude.
No, yeah. Me and her, her dad's. I was the straight dad. He was the gay dad.
Anyways.
I don't make the rules.
She was talking to me about it today. She was like, Dave really needs to come here. Like, this upcoming Sunday, I will drive you guys and take you home if he comes. Because it's been like the same six guys going. Killing, and apparently probably. They're all terrible. Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
One guy that goes tells the exact same jokes every single week and never gets a single laugh. But he comes back.
Do
weekly.
You think he gets so blacked out that he forgets? He's just like,
I ain't done this bit before.
I should try comedy out. For the first time.
He thinks he's on tour where you lock your cell phones in a pouch.
It seems like he is trying to do something like that where it's like, you got to do the same routine over and over again. It's like, well, I knew people, you know.
Go to different places.
It's the same people.
he keeps going to Kansas City, trying the same material. It's like, you're not a traveling comic.
Yeah.
If you're just going to the same place and, you know, trying old bits that, some of them aren't funny.
She was like, he really needs to come. He'd easily win it. And I was like, he really wants to, but he keeps talking to me about his material, and he's not, like, super reassured about it.
Well, I'm just not necessarily...
And she's like, but what if we all go and just fake laugh, even if it's not funny?
That might make me jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. And he might be the 35%.
How would... No, or, it's 35 people.
Oh, just 35 survivors.
Yeah, it might be a hell of a survival rate.
Do they have a number 35%? Of... 35%? Do they have a number of...
That's
how
a
many
lot of people...
But who knows? What if only 100 people have jumped off?
It's only 35.
It might be 35%.
It could be. It said 1,100 people.
All right. We're close. 100, 1,100, you know. I don't know what commas mean.
So it's like 0.3%.
That's still extra numbers on there. Like that excuse is faulty.
I don't know. We surveyed 100 men.
Who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. And guess
Get
what?
Steve Harvey. We surveyed him. Who jumped out the Golden Gate Bridge? What was the last thing they thought of? Not my wife. Like, oh, you getting divorced now, player?
Oh, my God. You know what that makes me think of? There's this, it's kind of like a crime case almost. There was this guy who was on Family Feud, and Steve Harvey asked him a question about, like, what's one thing you wish you could have taken back, like, on your wedding day? And this guy was like, I'm sorry, honey, but saying I do. And then, like, 2 years later, he was arrested for murdering his wife.
Damn. Because she probably didn't stop nagging about this goddamn Family Feud answer. He's like, it was a joke. Steve Harvey, I'm trying to make the guy react.
It's Steve Harvey's fault. He's guilty.
He goes, I want to be in a TikTok clip, babe.
But then
she's like, but seriously, like, Jesus Christ.
It's like that Wheel of Fortune guy. Like,
what
was it? Like, people that you can't South Park. Oh, shit. I get those confused.
That was Randy Marsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jared gets a South Park in reality confused sometimes.
He goes, I like to buy a vowel, and then my consonants are a G, an R, and an S.
Oh my
I didn't say the word. I'm just telling you.
The word is
it up.
Naggers, but he says something.
Yeah.
Off.
Completely inappropriate. Yeah. You gotta say it.
That episode was actually really funny.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought that really happened on Wheel of Fortune, but sorry. My bad.
They asked these, like, there's a stray race board in the back room where I work, and they have, like, word of the day, definition, question of the day, and it's usually all somewhat related, but someone was like, who would you be if you could be a cartoon character? Which, actually, that would be a good question. If you could be a cartoon character, who would you be? My answer was Randy Marsh.
Why?
I'm like 4 days into the show.
Out of
I'm like,
all
I'm
the
letting
cartoon
them know.
Characters.
Randy Marsh is so goddamn funny.
I got one. Are we doing clockwise or counterclockwise?
You can go in any order you want. If you know what you, if you
trying,
got
I'm
one, go
think.
For it.
I'm thinking too.
Well, go for it.
So I'm going with Stewie Griffin. I get taken care of.
Good.
I'm smart as fuck. I got nuclear weapons and I can time travel.
But Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane's cool.
I don't know. So while y'all think your answers, I'm gonna say this. Me and the cats fell asleep while we were rewatching Ted, the original Ted, yesterday. Not my stepdad. We weren't staring at an urn for an hour and a half. We were watching a movie called Ted.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, some of these like. Like, one of the first jokes at the beginning, well, the first joke's hilarious, where it's like, oh, the kids in Boston go and beat up the Jewish kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Marky Mark's kid character comes up and, like, can I play? And everyone's like, fuck off, Bennett. There's John Bennett in the show. Like, fuck off, Bennett. Even the Jewish kid getting beat up is like, yeah, go away, Bennett. Like, the kid getting beat up, like, you can't beat me up, loser. It's like, aw. But, so that joke, hilarious. But then it was like, there's nothing more powerful in the world than a young boy's dream or a young boy's wish. He's like, unless you're talking about the Black Hawk fire fuck helicopter, it's got, you know, missiles and machine guns on it. Like, it's a pretty powerful thing.
Yeah.
And just one of those jokes where I'm like, yeah, when I was like in my early 20s, Stony Baloney, I'm like, where do these guys come up with this stuff? And I was watching, I was like, yeah, that's Family Guy jokes in the Ted movie is all,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, I mean, pretty much, if Peter Griffin was a fucking teddy bear.
Yeah, and they even made that joke in there. Was like, I don't sound that much like that guy from Family Guy. I was like, all right, that's even a nice little, like, you know.
Knock it yourself.
Yeah, I'm putting the,
slapping
my own elbow on the table. Like, oh, that one.
So, I don't know if you guys.
All right. Wait, did y'all think of your cartoon characters?
Oh, yeah.
I did. I'd be Kenny. You get to live a dope-ass life, and you get to live, die, and come back every day.
But you got to think about it, dude.
You're like immortal.
I mean, technically, they all are.
Oh, yeah, true.
But, like, in South Park land, I guess Kenny is the only true
immortal. Yeah.
I mean, they make a superhero episodes out there. It's really funny.
Actually, you get to do all kinds of cool things.
Kenny's not bad. And you get to hang out with Randy Marsh sometimes.
Fuck yeah. That's where it's at. So what I love most is, like, Randy Marsh at sporting events. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I will fight at Lily and Aiden's sporting events. If someone's running their mouth, I'll take out the champ.
Yeah. He is the champ. I think he's always going to be the champ.
I didn't hear no bell.
So he's like fucking right. Oh, sorry.
One of my favorite lines from him is, the fucking murder porn episode where they're playing fucking Minecraft and Sharon kills him. He's like, what the effing fuck, Sharon? Like, I don't know why that fucking line just fucking kills me.
It's like I'm censoring the first fuck to follow with another fuck.
Well, my favorite thing about that line is she used to think it was kind of cute when I did it. Now she's like, just say the swear word, which My buddies, because I'll do that all the time. I'll be like, what the F, man? Like, I'll even text it out to you guys, I'm sure. Like,
you
like,
do.
Like, you're effing kidding me right now. And, like, so Zach, the whole time I've been at work, is like, just swear. And he's heard me swear. It's not like I've not sworn, although that would be, if I ever get a new job, of just, like, the guy.
You don't say the cuss words. Because when Zach
and
I talk,
I'm like, and this fucking asshole wants to pull up on me. And so, like, but when we're out with other people, it's like, or I'll also do this, like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Like, that gets people a lot, too. Like, what? Did you just bleep yourself? What? Am I having a stroke? Did you say the swear word and I didn't hear it?
I'm going to be like, dude, like, my boy's a linguist. And, like, he's a wordsmith. Like, God, you won't get cussed out. Like, he'll do the job.
I'll do the edited. I grew up to edit music for certain CDs my mom would get me. So, like, I learned how to censor the swear word. You know, I don't know. Did you ever tell us your cartoon CD?
No, but I don't think it matters because you guys don't even know what the cartoon is.
I mean, some of the listeners might.
I mean, I guess, but like, okay, so it's this show from my childhood, my like 2000s childhood.
Barney.
No.
Barney was there.
We hate Barney, dude.
We're talking about that lady.
It's this show called Adventure Time, and the character is Jake, which is actually like relevant to the tattoo I have right here, but he's this magical dog, and he is also an amazing cook. You know, he speaks English. His superpower is basically...
You said he was a dog, right? He better speak English.
He better be a
better
dog.
Better not be a fucking German Shepherd or nothing.
That's all I associate with. He better be a dog.
Aren't poodles French? Fuck that, dude. What kind of dog is he?
And then he, like, can just morph into whatever shape and size and length he wants to be. But he's just a really, like, good person at heart overall, character-wise.
Yeah.
And
who doesn't love a good
like
character?
I said,
I think Randy.
My tattoo has a lot.
I think Randy Marsh is a good character.
I mean, yeah.
He's definitely got a good heart.
He's a good person.
He provides for his family.
Yeah.
Well, there's a certain episode where I don't know if it's like after he's got Tegrity Farms going on, but like I think other people are like, I can just grow mine from home, Randy. I don't need you anymore. And he's like, hey, fuck you. Or just how he says, like, hey, fuck you.
And he riffs his city, dude. At all sporting events. It's like, let's fucking go, South Park!
Last I heard, this was America.
But speaking of beloved characters, I think I might be the only one here that grew up with Barney. In my heart.
I watched a little bit, but not like...
I missed that by like two years.
So, yeah, you would have been... Well, I'm trying to think of...
Because my sister was in...
That would have been like preschool, kindergarten. And so you'd have been a little bit... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wouldn't have been weird for you. Actually, because even with how they describe... So, watch this documentary called I Love You, You Hate Me. And it's about the Barney, the rise and fall of the... Mm-hmm. Purple dinosaur. But
Purple dynasty.
So yeah, like I think it like technically came out in like the late 80s.
Mm.
You know, and it was for the lady who created it was like for her kid. Like, oh, you know, like we can't find a lot of videos at the video store. Guys, a video store is where we used to have to go to rent movies.
Yeah.
I
love that fucking
couldn't podcast. Stream it or anything
for
like
you,
that.
For
like,
you young cats out there.
And, gotta be honest.
Young cats and kittens.
All you cool cats and kittens.
Your cool cats and kittens.
Especially the kittens, because back in our day, for us kittens, and we're big cats now, but when we were kittens, there wasn't a lot of, you know, it was like...
So
it was starting to be on the rise of like, oh, you...
Yeah.
Shows for like pre-K children and like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember I always used to love when I'd go stay at my aunt's and we would go to the video store she went to. It was like connected to a fucking gas station. So me and my cousin, her son would always fucking walk over there. And we were like 12, 13. We'd steal fucking cigars and then come back over. We thought we were the coolest fucking kids in the world, man.
They're watching Barney smoking cigars.
We
always. They're like, I love you. You love me?
Good times at the video store.
But, so, talks about, like, you know, she creates it for this reason. It's a wild documentary. Like, nothing I ever thought, like, so I thought it would be more about, the documentary starts out with a die you fucking commie as someone is... holding what I gotta assume is like, you remember those shoulder not VCR, like video recorders, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. So you got a gun in one hand shooting stuffed animal Barney. And so, yeah, it's the wildest thing.
On like, VHS.
Barney comes out, does well in Texas for the children. And then, like, some CBS guy, the tapes, like, end up making their way around, some CBS guy or some shit was just like, I think PBS has. It was like, bring that big motherfucker and that's over here.
Yeah, we about to make some money.
Let's make some money. So they're making money, but, like, all, at the same time, there's, like, the backlash from just, like, the youth in America where it was like, fucking Nirvana's out and, like, drugs are out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, the drugs are out and they're stronger than before and the users are younger than ever. And it was just this time in America where it was like, yeah, we don't like nice things. Fuck that. You like David Letterman, all right? John Stewart. Like, ironic people. And we got our tongue pierced. And so, like, Barney catches this weird wave of backlash.
Hmm.
Like, there's a guy who creates this, like, I hate Barney Secret Society or something like that. And
fucking went hard and started a cold over this
and,
shit.
Yeah. Like, this is the beginning of the internet too, so he's like, I like fucking send those email one day. My dude, bro, that's lunch for me, but
yeah. Ain't nothing.
But he even goes, I did this because it was for the families who had a family member addicted to Barney. Because he used to come home from work and his daughter used to love running up to him, and one day she was like, sup, Dad? Kept watching Barney. He was like, fuck that. I'm not competing with the goddamn dinosaur. Who do you think has the lights on in this house?
Yeah. Who pays the bills?
I hate Barney. Well, she never really clarifies if he still let her watch Barney and shit. But
not that T-Rex. What the fuck dinosaur was he? I mean, he's a fat face. He's got short arms.
Give it a goog.
So,
because they had different like types of dinosaurs that they were like, he was supposed to have like spikes. And they're like, dude, you don't want thought. Spikes, it's for children.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's weird. And
what dinosaur was Barney?
So here's the other type of controversy. What have you guys ever heard any stories or like rumors about Barney or the character that played Barney or anything like that?
Yes.
I have not, no.
I know he became like this weird fucking masseuse that like massages your energy and gives people orgasms. It's really uncomfortable.
Tantric is the word you're looking for.
Like, I don't know what that word means.
You guys ready?
You never heard of tantric sex?
No.
Okay. There's like a whole
Kama Sutra type.
Well, Kama Sutra is like a little different. Because I think that's like physical, like do these different positions with one another kind of thing.
So you guys ready for this?
Let's hear it.
So Barney was a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I almost guessed that.
Who loves to dance, play, and learn about helping others in the neighborhood.
Helping?
Yeah. That's how John says helping.
That's how John Boy
like
says
helping people.
Helping.
Helping people.
I'm happy.
So, no, the guy was a tantric, tantric instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, like, when he signed this deal, and he just bodied he was just the guy in the suit. I was like, this guy can move around, he can dance. I'm pretty sure it's the guy that does the voice. It's John's uncle. Bob West.
Yep.
But he might... I think he did the original voice, was Bob West. Because there was another guy that, like, did the song. He's like, I haven't played this song in so long.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate it. But, there's controversy with that where it's like, dude, we can't have a tantric sex instructor playing Barney. Like, you're hanging out with kids all day and you're a sex instructor? That's obviously gonna turn out to be bad press.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, so you can't teach any classes, you can't do it. They didn't say that. You can't even think about sex for 10 years. No, that guy was fucking awesome, though.
He's like, that's a conflict of interest, son. Like
that guy was like, Barney made my career. I gave up tantric sex teaching for 10 years.
Like, in the morning, I'm singing these bullshit songs to little kids. At night, I'm teaching sex.
He was just being like, dude, this is evil arts. It's honestly something, it was like, it's giving women their sexual energy back. Like what he was saying with the point of this course was like, this is what this course is of. But, yeah. So there's that controversy.
Yeah.
because I was thinking of, you know.
Hershey.
His name's Bluey.
Anyway, documentary gets wild. I don't know if you guys want me to spoil it or not. I don't care.
I'm never going to watch it.
The kid that, like, she did it for her son. Something Leech was her name.
He dies.
No. But he shoots somebody.
Gangsta.
They live.
On top of the list.
Oh, okay. But, well, that's good.
But it was just like, did you hear about what happened to Malibu? One girl's like, well, I don't know. The other, like, one of the old stars was like, yeah, we knew him growing up. He was always bubbly. I was like, then things got dark when he became a teenager.
So the man behind the mask.
Tantric sex worker. Good guy.
Took out some fools.
But the guy that was behind the mask wasn't the guy doing the voice.
Oh, the guy that did the voice did some work.
No, I think he's a normal guy.
Oh, okay.
Bob West, Uncle Bob West. Dude.
Uncle Bob West, yeah.
It would be a pretty cool gig, get paid to just fucking move around in a suit. Don't gotta talk, don't gotta do anything.
I gotta throw this in there. I forgot about one of the funniest parts of the documentary. There is a couple. They interview a mascot. It was like the San Diego, like some baseball team. It was like a Pelican or fucking
New Orleans Pelicans?
No, I don't think the name of the team was Pelicans. Like, he was a mascot. Like, he would work at like a bunch of different things, but he got started out. But they literally, it's a guy in a costume that's mm-hmm. being interviewed for a documentary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Same guy? Like,
I don't know. He's like, I've been doing this for 40 years. Like, he's got like the mascot or the fucking voice. Like, even at a point, this could be like them just, you know, doing a good job. But like, I gotta get my readers on. And they're handing glasses through the mouth of the fucking costume.
To read script. So it's like the guy that plays Barney shows up as Barney.
So this guy was like, I got my thing going on, and then this purple dinosaur comes around and ruins things. So, because this mascot included Barney replica, like in his act, where it was like they would have a dance off, Barney would win. Yeah. As Barney was walking away, he would tackle him. And then everyone would be like, yeah, dude, fuck. Like, even though we were just cheering for him because he was a way better dancer, beat his ass.
That's like a Royal Rumble, like all the small guys like gang up on Big Show or Andre the Giant. Get his ass.
But yeah, I wish we could find a clip for that of like, no joke, they interview a fucking mascot. And again, they go, I've been, you know, I was famous for doing this thing for 40 years. Mm-hmm. I want to say that he said, my name is this. Mm-hmm. But maybe there's no pictures of the real face on the internet. So he's like, here's my name. You can't find me. This is what you'll find me as. But look up mascot interview from Barney documentary. But he was like, yeah, I got sued by Barney. Like, like I've been using Barney in my act for 2 years and they're trying to sue me for copyright. Like, but Barney lost because it was like a parody, the parody law. He's like, obviously this is a parody. We're just having fun, like.
So if we touch on this guy, David.
That's the guy who played he's the tantric sex guy.
So we're looking for the boys.
No. Oh, if you want to find out who your uncle is, yeah.
Oh, that's Bob West. Gotcha.
But I was gonna say, look up a mascot interviewed in Barney Doc. I'm curious of what that mascot's name was, because y'all being sports guys, I'm like, oh, I remember him from. Like the early, you know, maybe you might have been a little too young. I don't know how long this guy was doing it.
Yeah.
Or how early he started. Because he's like, yeah, I did this for fucking 4 decades. And he made a pretty decent living out of being this fucking fake duck.
Barney's Bearcat? No. Sorry.
Let me see that picture.
Yeah, I wasn't good, Jamie, with that. That whole like give it a goo thing.
No, you're good. Well, I was just trying to think because they got Steve from Blue's Clues in this documentary. Fucking dope. Like I'm like this documentary. I'm like I've never watched Blue's Clues. Like that was a little bit before my time or after my time.
Yeah, honestly, like my deal was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah.
And Reading Rainbow. I fucking love those shows. Those are my shows, man. They taught me everything I know about life right now.
What did you grow up to? Because that was kind of the Steve thing on it was Like, he's talking about, like, oh, this with Barney, that with Barney, why, you know. Mm-hmm. And it, like, towards the end of the documentary, like, he kind of, like, he's, like, talking to the interviewer, then he leans towards the camera. Like, I'm familiar with blues, like, he used to do it. He's like, you know, I think some people were mad. And that's what even some people say, like, the reason I hated Barney was because I grew up a Big Bird guy, and I thought he was replacing Big Bird. Like, fuck Barney. Yeah. Like, that was their only reason. It was, like, some 20-year-old college student. Like, you haven't watched Sesame Street, and I've got the But they were like, yeah, I was like, fucking threatened that.
It's like 15-foot pigeons walking around.
But Steve goes, he goes, yeah, you know, people in defense of Barney, it's like, who was your child? Who was your Barney when you were a kid? And then everyone they're interviewing throughout the I guess two episodes, but like, they're like, who was my Barney? Some were, you know, fucking Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, like, Big Bird, this blue fucker from Sesame Street, like, I don't remember the name.
Cookie Monster?
No. Skinny one. I didn't watch a whole lot of Sesame Street.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of Sesame Street.
But
I do love...
I was more of a cartoon type of person.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who... You watch Mr. Rogers growing up. Imagine people being like, man, fuck Mr. Rogers.
I wouldn't like it.
Fuck him, dude. Big Bird's the man. You'd be like, I mean, Mr. Rogers pretty cool, too.
I'd start a movement.
That's how I was with Barney. I grew up watching Barney. I fucking
Fred Rogers. Barney. First of all, Fred Rogers was a Navy SEAL.
Gay.
He defended a country. He had, literally, he was tied with sleeves. That's why he always wore it. He's a badass. I'd have a beer with Fred Rogers before Joe Biden and Trump.
I mean, yeah, I would have a beer with a lot of people before Joe Biden and Trump.
I know.
They might be the last two people on the list that I would give a shit to talk to. Well, Joe Biden would be, they'd both be fucked. Let's be honest.
Did you hear Joe Biden suing Tennessee?
For voting for Kanye or what?
Yeah.
I stand by it.
I believe because of the drag queen law. Or no, the trans health care for kids.
No, but
and just trans health care in general.
I haven't heard that, but I don't know how soon it works. I'm like, can't you just step in and be like, knock it off? But I guess you do got a son. But good for Biden on that one. Yeah, I think it's halftime. It's a little surprise.
I love surprises.
Oh, sorry.
Shit.
It's the Vollen beer.
Oh, dude, we got
it. Here in Knoxville. got a 4-pack over the weekend. Me and Ed, you know, tried one.
Yeah.
And I think I was like, Will, take that one home.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know.
Well, appreciate it.
Sorry, it's only one, guys, but yeah.
That works.
Figured you guys.
Thanks, brother.
I guess this is a crack on
the side. I definitely want to sample. This might be my new, like, go-to, but old Vollen beers. What about you, brother? You got one for you.
It's that beer make you want to throw fucking mustard bottles.
Hey! Lane Kiffin.
Man, keep it rolling.
Nah,
give a little sip if you want.
Definitely
got to
give her
a little taste. Yeah, I can fuck with that.
Lager, it says.
Mm-hmm. I can fuck with that.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad, yeah. Someone was like, it tastes more like an IPA. I was like,
got a little bit of a sourness to it, but I like it.
But yeah. I do enjoy certain IPAs, but yeah. I was like, all right, we could, No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm on the whole, like, Voodoo Ranger kick right now. Like, if I'm getting an IPA. But, I mean, this is fucking delicious, though.
But, no, yeah, that is a lager. Yeah. And, yeah, like I said, we got the 4-pack, because when I posted that, Ed was like, posted, like, a meme or something. I was like, can I have some? And I was like, no. And, I was like, can I get one of those? It was from Happy Gilmore. Mm. And they're... replaced it with the golfer that's always shaking his head. And then he posted like a thing like these, and I was like, okay. But
I do love like the pictures I get all the time is like, so the greatest golfer of all time and Tiger Woods. It's like Christopher McDonald, Happy Gilmore.
So
Schumacher.
They were both like on either a podcast or a fucking show, and like they pretty much were like, yeah, we're considering doing a Happy Gilmore 2 where it's like them in the fucking senior league. Mm-hmm. I think, did we talk about this already?
I did. I don't know if it was on mic. I'd be curious to, I don't know.
Well, we did talk about, like, yes, we did talk about that. And, like, Happy Gilmore is going to make, like, a cameo appearance. But Will Ferrell is, like, doing a golf comedic.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it's so funny if they have Adam do that, because whenever he was getting ready to do The Longest Yard, I think it was like his sister or something, like in real life, was like, if you don't have a Burt Reynolds, she was like, yeah, Burt Reynolds in it, like, you know, how would you feel if somebody redid Happy Gilmore and didn't ask you to be in it? It's like, we're working on getting him in it. Like, I don't have Burt Reynolds' number. So like, you know, but I do love that it's like, oh, they're redoing it. Gotta have.
I wonder if he did like that. I wonder if he did that one movie like with twins. Like that's her. Like she's annoying to him.
I've never seen that movie, and
I've never watched
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
I wonder if that might be like an homage, like to the sister in real life. It's like, oh my god, like she's so fucking annoying. Like I made a movie about it, you know. But we just happened to be.
He's a loving guy.
Like that'd be crazy, dude. Though.
I feel like I've watched Jack and Jill, but I don't remember it. If I like,
I watched one scene, and it was when they're at dinner with the entire family. I just couldn't get into it.
It's very much a kids' movie.
Yeah,
Bedtime Stories was good though.
It was very good.
I did like Bedtime Stories.
All right, John. I have a serious question for you. Who's your RIP to?
All right, everybody, raise a glass. You too, Rube. It's not a person.
Oh, God.
It's an establishment.
Oh, no.
Fucking two doors, baby.
It's what? Still open. What are you talking about?
They had a big fucking fire.
They're dude. Still... They're going to be open on Sunday.
You knew about this.
Yeah, it's in the group chat.
I don't know what group chat is.
I heard about the fire... Honestly, just through like Facebook.
Or yeah, I've seen a Facebook post.
What I heard this morning. What I heard from this morning, Say said that place is fucked up right now, and she got that inside information from the owners.
Then why'd she invite us to go there this Sunday?
I don't know.
She when did she say come by this Sunday?
Today.
Oh, maybe she didn't hear about the fire.
She said she talked about it like 2 days ago.
Her inside information isn't that deep.
I thought I had a big reveal. Everybody knows about it. I'm sorry.
I thought you were gonna go with Jim Brown.
Yeah, Jim Brown. R.I.P. Jim Brown.
Who's James B?
Fucking like one of the greatest running backs they ever fucking played.
Yeah.
Now, I know of a certain Sanders guy.
Barry Sanders.
You know,
he's pretty good.
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Okay. I know of a
funny look. Bernie Sanders, great running back.
I do know of a man like literally his name is just two letters. I think he might kill some people, but it's all good. Like he's got records.
MJ Fox.
So speaking of Barry Sanders, have you ever seen his fucking Oklahoma State stats?
No.
So back in the day,
why would I?
They didn't count bowl games or championships. So in a fucking 12-game season, he ran for like 2,600 yards. So he averaged over 200 yards a game, and like fucking 45 touchdowns, and that didn't include their bowl game.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those stats that'll never get fucking touched.
Well, I got another stat that'll never be touched. Sorry, Dave. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
No. Well, it's kind of perfect because the thing I originally want to talk about was pet peeves. Because, you know, he and I talked about pet peeves earlier. A little bit. Not a lot. Not, you know, an extensive amount, but go for it. Stat that can't be touched. You were
1939 Tennessee Vols. Not one
all
point.
Shutouts.
Not one point got scored on.
That's interesting.
Well, I feel like you're setting me up for something right now.
Well, no, I was kind of setting Tommy up.
Oh, gotcha.
Because yours is, I do find that, and only you did present with, like, Tommy's like, do you know Barry Sanders' Oklahoma State stats? Like, obviously I don't. And nobody else in the fucking 1 mile radius of this place does.
You don't know that. We could have people over here. I would be sports fans
bet.
Too.
I know, but I'd be willing to bet good money. If you know his Oklahoma State, and they don't count bowl games,
I like college football, bro. I know a lot of
crazy
stats.
Did you just read the stat recently? This was a new stat.
No, I've known that one for a few years.
But that's a pet peeve. I'd be like, you don't know this. Like, I used to be that guy, too. Like, you've never seen this movie, you've never seen this show, or, you know.
Yeah.
I used to kind of be like, but then when people were doing it to me, I'm like, why is it the craziest thing in the world? There's so much shit out there to see, and I didn't see the shit you like.
So much content.
You know.
So what about my pet peeve, and it got activated today.
Oh, God.
Somebody fucking ordering a coffee. They're like,
after they paid?
If it's fresh. So I'm like, I think you already heard this rant. Probably once today, yeah. So I'm
she's
like,
she's getting it tatted on her.
But it's like, yeah, bitch. Like, I'm going to give you coffee from yesterday.
I like that you said.
If it's fresh.
I still like that you said bitch lately. She might be in the washroom.
Nope, but I mean, it's like, she already heard this rant like once. And I told the whole fucking story. I was like, it's my pet peeve.
People ask for fresh coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. Like, because people have asked me, like, how fresh is coffee? And I, you know, there's times where it's like,
yeah,
what time of day was this? Because it's like
11:02. First table.
That's a little too early to be asking. For a restaurant that opens at 11.
Yeah. Probably so that's fair. What, yeah.
That's
so,
fair.
Yeah.
I apologize for,
It's fine, brother. But yeah, that was my pet peeve. That was my bitch on the...
That's your pet peeve of the day, but...
Yeah.
You got others. I know you got some. I know I got a couple.
I have a million.
Tell me, what do you got for me?
Well, we were talking about earlier, fucking being stuck in traffic. It just irks me to my core, and I hate it.
I think everyone hates being stuck in traffic.
I don't know if you consider it a pet peeve or just a weird thing about me, but I can't fucking stand the feel of the cardboard.
That's fair.
Like, that's like a sensory issue.
Yeah.
Well, because now my thing is, for my sensory, it's styrofoam or balloons being...
Mm-hmm.
Like screech,
yeah.
Like I can't stand it makes forks against plates. Yeah, and stuff
that
like
could
that.
Almost make me vomit. No joke.
My
teeth puke freshman year in chemistry or fucking. That's probably physical science, dude. That was like easy.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even not throw up in this class. Stop playing the styrofoam.
I can't do styrofoam.
I'll say this.
Can't do
this
it.
Is a pet peeve, like, and I can't even speak on too much here because we don't have toilet paper rolls on the wall, but I go nuts.
Oh, on how the toilet paper's facing?
Not so much that, but when it's not put on. So, I love certain people close to me that I've grown up with. We came out of the same vagine who, you know, sometimes don't change toilet paper roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, I get the seat up, seat down argument with bathrooms. Like, you can put the seat down as easy as I can put it up. But change the goddamn toilet paper roll. Yeah. Obviously, put it the right way. But at
that's
least
another
change,
issue
at least
with me,
fucking
bro.
Change. If you change it, I'm like, all right, thank you. You had the right idea. Yeah, the good.
You tried.
That came from the heart.
Yeah.
Unless
you had a good heart, do it.
Unless you place it backwards on purpose.
But it's fucking backwards.
And now I'm fucking mad about that. Fuck. No.
And you know this fucking pisses me off right now. So, yes. I'm on board with that argument. All day, every day.
Every day.
Fucking, there's one fucking...
Tommy hates traffic.
Stinky at
work. Original stuff, but...
Fucking stinky guy at work. He'll never fucking change the paper towel. Like, he'll use the last one and then just leave. He don't even throw the fucking cardboard away. I'm like, at least throw that away if you're not going to change it. But when you leave that fucking, just that cardboard fucking,
it's like the toilet paper thing, but with paper towels, too.
But it's just him because he's the only one that does it.
I can see that leak.
I got a pet peeve.
Oh, fuck.
When your neighbor steals your trash can and pawns it off as theirs. And then your trash doesn't get picked up. What do you guys think
about
that?
But the funny thing is, no, I'm annoyed about that, but it makes me laugh because, like, that's in your trash can. You fucked up. You're like, we can't afford it this week, so let's use theirs to throw in our two bags. We're like, two bags? We forgot it last week. You have to take it to the road. You're getting 2 weeks of garbage, bitches, and then it's not getting removed out of their can until they pay the bill.
There you go.
I don't even mean it. It was like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm like, oh, well, we got a few.
That is true, though.
I was like, I'm not moving that car. Like, are you shitting me?
No, fuck no. No, no. Like, it's... God damn, man.
I've heard mistakes, but you know, I don't want to get too crazy on this, but I'm just like, yeah. What you got for me, Rufus?
What you got, Rube?
We need a good closing topic. And
about
I feel
what?
Like, anything. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, can we talk about something that made me so sad today?
Yeah.
So, have you heard of the Gabriel Fernandez case?
No.
Really, you need to watch the documentary on Netflix. It's amazing. It's so heartbreaking, though. So this little boy...
I like we're ending on a high note.
His... Right? Anyways, he was severely abused as a child, and he died from his abusive mom and stepdad.
I've heard of this story.
Or her mom, his mom's boyfriend.
I've heard of... I think I heard of this on the social media some years ago. No joke.
Yeah.
I remember the story.
It's incredibly heartbreaking.
Yeah. Gabriel Iglesias.
No.
Oh.
That's Fluffy.
Gabriel.
Oh, that's the guy that got drafted on the Chappelle Show.
Oh.
Because we don't want him to be... want him to be one of our own.
Gonzalez.
Yeah, so, Gabriel Gonzalez. I'm sorry.
Something Gonzalez. Might be me, but...
Anyways, I came across a TikTok today that...
What am I doing?
We're smoking a sign now.
I was getting so relaxed and into the story. We want to cover.
That's great. Next week's episode, Dave smokes inside.
This is a smoke room.
Yes, smoke room.
I saw you do it too, and I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Nobody said.
I didn't notice
it. Well, it was so
relaxed. It's like, it's Dave, he's a smoker.
Yeah. It's like, and we're so lax, like, and even like, if you guys like ever pay attention, like this Sammy West dining room table is so similar to the smoke room table at the 919.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, mistakes are gonna be made. They're gonna be made.
I was so relaxed in my element.
He's like, fuck you.
Hell yeah. Like,
he was like, he was like 911 for fucking Alpha Doll, dude. He's like, fuck you.
Like, as it sounds like even Andy Cass would have, they're like, no. Like, the painting of Dave we need is Dave that we need is that he's got beer in a hand, sitting in the other, just sitting there talking, laughing. And I was like, I don't want a cigarette, man. They're like, Dave. I'm like, all right. You're not wrong, but
he's not.
It was your reaction. Just you like, what am I doing?
It's crazy.
Caught yourself at the last second.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
You caught yourself at a good time.
And honestly, if you'd have continued, I might not have said nothing. I was in the same state of mind, exactly, dude. I was like, like,
what the
hell? Yeah. Now when I smoke room, I'm like, yep, I'm there. I'm there.
I had a fucking right flashback.
And flashback.
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 Where the fuck am I at?
Anyways, I saw a TikTok today, saying that because his Gabriel Fernandez, his real dad, went to the high school he would have graduated from and made, like, a speech because today was the day he would have graduated from high school if he hadn't had died. And it literally made me, like, tear up. I felt so
I'll watch the documentary, but can we just, should we spoil it? Be like, what did the mom and stepdad get charged with?
Oh,
That'd be something good.
It's a lot. I'd have to look it up. They both got life in prison. As long as
it's like, all right, you fuckers get 180 years apiece.
Actually, I know the boyfriend got life in prison. I can't remember what the mom got charged with.
What state was it? Yeah, I do remember.
Gabriel.
Gonzalez.
Stop it.
Yeah, fuck that up again.
We'll watch the sketch after the... once we're done. But, alright. God damn.
First degree murder.
We'll read to you after that, or before that.
Special circumstances of torture.
Oh, God.
Well, they used to.
At least it was special circumstances. David, look, I'm a bright side of the thing kind of guy.
Bro, that's like Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
I always mispronounce shit. Maybe that needs to be a topic.
Pellissippi. Pellissippi?
No.
Damn, what's that actor I like so much?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
I like that you said it's an actor you like so much, but you can't even remember their name.
I want to fist fight him, I like
him. He members. He's a member. He's a member bearer. He members.
Shia LaBeouf. Transformers 3.
Holes. Holes.
Even Stevens.
Stevens.
Talking deep cuts here. Fucking Marky Mark when he was a rapper.
So, dude, I don't have the bonus features.
I don't know about the Funky Bunch.
I don't have the bonus features on that DVD.
It's racist calling that now.
Just trying to send off them good vibrations.
They're called African American fellas now.
I got those good vibrations.
That's what the Funky Bunch was. Like, ooh, yeah, that didn't age well.
Man, I hope he's not. He's shaking.
I'm patting him. I didn't mean to go British.
I'm patting him.
I'm patting him in front of Kelly.
Oi, mate.
Oi.
All right, guys. Where can we find you this weekend?
Working. Watching wrestling.
At the golf course.
Definitely the golf course Sunday.
Watching Night of Champions before work.
I do got to figure out a way. I'll be at
Two Doors Down. Telling jokes.
Well, it's going to be on Peacock.
I know, but I don't want to have to watch it. If Two Doors Down is still open, I will watch it right after it airs.
I
can watch it live. You should.
Like, actual.
we got Peacock on the 85-inch TV.
You gotta capitalize on tragedy that you'll kill.
Be like, ironically, once you took smoking out of this place, it finally burnt down.
Fuck yeah! That's the first joke. It's so.
He's laughing.
That would be a fucking great ending bit.
Should we just end it right here?
No, for... If you did stand up there.
Yeah. It's going to be the opening joke.
Opening?
I can't release this episode before Sunday. And you just got to write some more fire jokes, dude.
That coincides with your type of comedy. So, you ain't cheating nobody. Not even yourself.
They heard I was coming, so they tried to burn it down. Like, we can't let them in stay. What the fuck is up, Denny's? That'll be my catchphrase of the night. Because what the fuck is up? Some meme I saw.
Right. They're just trying to recreate you. But it's... Alright, Saru, where can we find you this weekend?
Did I not say?
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Alright, guys. It's been real. It's been fun.
But it ain't been real fun.
Well, I had a good fucking time.